عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على محمد وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى من اتبع هداه بإحسانٍ إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah. Praise to Him and His Highness who has sent His messengers to guide humanity to the right path. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal and the final prophet and messenger of God, of Allah. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul, to the soul of his house, to the souls of his companions, and to the souls of believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today is a continuation of my khutbah last time about al-ihtikar al-tijari wal-mawqif al-islami min. My khutbah today is about monopoly from an Islamic perspective. And it's also a continuation of a previous khutbah about ruh al-qawaneen, the essence and the core of laws. And basically, the Islamic perspective is that society should not be compromised by individuals. And also, individuals should not be exploited and dominated by society. There should be a balance between the interests of the group and the interests of the individual. This is the core of the Islamic perspective that Islamic scholars, we call them fuqaha, according to the fiqh or jurisdiction, jurisprudence in Islam, have summarized. We know the cause of the khutbah, or the context I mentioned last time, is that there are a few companies which have made it in producing vaccines for COVID-19. While this is good news for humanity, if you think about it, it poses the threat of monopoly. Monopoly is when there is one company producing a commodity in society. So people people need that, just like we need vaccine right now. And it makes people susceptible, vulnerable to whatever policies that company would impose. Basically, higher prices, and maybe lower quality. That's basically monopoly in general. And we know worldwide there are few companies that have done that in the United States, United Kingdom, in Germany, in China, maybe a few other Russia. Economists call this oligopoly, means small number of companies producing a commodity that is needed all over the world. The Muslim fuqaha, al-fiqh al-Islami, jurisprudence, state that if people need a commodity, a company or producer should be forced, actually, to sell it equal or to what people can afford. So nobody should be deprived of that, because it's life and death, basically. This is the general ruling in Islamic fiqh or Islamic jurisprudence. This made me think about, in fact, alluding or talking a little bit about the science of fiqh. So it's from the beginning, really, during the lifetime of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. His main job was to explain the verses. Allah, praise to him, would send Jibreel with verses of the Holy Quran in a very concise way. These are the words of Allah, praise to him. So the Prophet ﷺ was his main job is to explain that in hadith. Companions would narrate the hadith. Then later it would be recorded. But not everything was mentioned in the hadith, because every generation, every century, new things happen, like what we have, the topic we are talking about today, vaccines for pandemics. So we build on the fiqh, the jurisprudence in Islam. The four main Sunni jurisprudent, we call them the imams. Imam Shafi'i, Hanbali, Hanafi, and Maliki. And there are a few other sects, if you will. But these are the main ones. On the basis of their writings, other Muslim scholars, century after century, would add. And finally, they came up with what they call fiqh rules, or rulings. It's really a summary. They would be grouping together topics and give us rules. While researching for this khutbah, I found many books really summarizing, listing these fiqh rules. You can, in your spare time, just go Google it and you will see fiqh rules or jurisprudence rules. I can mention a name a scholar called Ahmed Muhammad Az-Zarqani, who died 1937, and he grouped really them together, about 99 of them. His son Mustafa, after him, came up with 30. And he would go one by one explaining them in detail. And these, by the way, are accumulations of century after century of Islamic research. Basically, everybody agreed among the fuqaha, among the Islamic scholars, that the Sharia, the Islamic law, has maqasid. They call it maqasid al-Sharia. Objectives of Sharia. What does the Sharia aim at the end? In other words, what does Allah Azza wa Jal, praise to Him, want basically? He told us so many things. Some of them do, some of them don't do, for example. Gave us so many examples to teaching us, actually. They said, basically, the maqasid, the objectives of Sharia of Allah, the Islamic law of Allah, is to preserve society and preserve the individual. Preserve society functioning as best as people can. Just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be prosperous in this life. And He told us, be good to yourself, be good to your family, be good to the community, be good to the world, be good to the earth that I made you Khalifa, successor on. That's really it. So preserving society, preserving the individual. There has to be balance. The individual should not transgress on the rights of society, and society should take care of the individual. And this here I want to go back every now and then, link it again to the vaccine and to end the pandemic. That society should make sure everybody has access to the vaccine, actually. Because when we preserve the individual, we are really preserving society. If the individual is prosperous, society is also prosperous. And the scholars came up with five major necessities in this life. Number one, preserving the religion of Allah. And how we do that? Well, we do that every day by worship, al-ibadah, by learning the Quran, by learning the hadith, by learning the fiqh, then teaching it to those who are around us, your family members, your friends, and if you are a teacher, your students, if you are a journalist, your readers, and so on and so forth. So we learn, then we spread the learning. Every one of us according to what he or she can do. That's hifz al-deen. There should be nothing threatening that learning about deen, about religion, and teaching it. Second, حفظ النفس, preserving the human self. And that's what we are talking about today. When there is a pandemic, it's a threatening people, then it is an essence, a core objective of the Sharia is that we should make sure that society is saved and that people individually are saved also. Okay, and this is the topic. The vaccines should be available to everyone, irrelevant of their wealth, whether they are poor, whether they are rich, whether they are in the north of the earth or south of the earth or east or west. That's an Islamic objective also. A third core of these maqasid is حفظ العقل, preserving the human mind. And here is a reference to the human knowledge, making it easy, accessible, spread, and using it in our everyday life, activities and resolutions, decisions. We should not be moody or emotional when it comes to making the right decisions about our livelihood, about our careers, about treatment of people around us. We should make use of this great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the mind. وَحِفْظُ النَّسْلِ, also the preserving the human capability to reproduce, encouraging marriage and making sure that divorce doesn't happen. أَبْغَضُ الْحَلَالِ, it's something detested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although it is halal. Making sure that you teach your children your Islamic way of life. We shouldn't leave those subordinate to us, who look up to us, without guidance. You also guide by example. You cannot preach or teach something you do not do. It's not credible. People would not believe you. Your children would not believe you. And finally, حفظ المال, wealth, preserving the human wealth, whether it is societal or individual. We work hard to earn money. We should make every effort possible to preserve that, spending it in the right way, earning it the right way. Also, these five, the Islamic scholars call them the core or the main ones, main objectives of Sharia. There are other privately talked about ones when it comes to specific areas of, for example, the economy, education, careers, for example, agriculture, industry. Islamic scholars, one century after another, wrote about that. What's halal, what's haram, what's the best way to do it? So there's a huge amount of literature, and in English, not only in Arabic, most of it in Arabic, but also in English. You Google it, Islamic fiqh, F-I-Q-I-H, fiqh. F-I-Q-H, fiqh. So, it is haram, to conclude this topic about the vaccine, it is haram, it is prohibited, that companies would make profit high enough that the vaccine would not reach everybody on earth. I'm talking about here in the United States, if the price is $37, and it is really Pfizer, I read that. We can afford it, everybody can afford it. But we're talking about countries in the Southern Hemisphere, Southern Asia, Southern Latin America, Southern Africa. People may not be able to afford the prices if they are left individually. Therefore, the Islamic viewpoint that Muslim countries should make sure that it goes everywhere. It's really great da'wah for Islam if Muslims would lead the way and provide such vaccines to poor countries. Of course, they should have it themselves first. I selected some verses, some ayats, to suit this, just the time of the khutbah, about the topic of hifdhu nafs, which is really the most relevant to the vaccine and the pandemic, is hifdhu nafs, preserving the human self, preserving the human body. So otherwise, people die in pandemics. The most commonly cited ayah or verse in this area is verse 32 from Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5 of the Holy Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من أجل ذلك كتبنا على بني إسرائيل أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا ولقد جاءتهم رسلنا بالبينات ثم إن كثيرا منهم بعد ذلك في الأرض لمسرفون صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us guidance through an incident talking to children of Israel, and he said, because of that we prescribed, and of course through this variable, through this example, he's talking to us, to humans, until the day of judgment. He said, whoever kills a human being without a reason, without that person killing somebody else, or without corruption in earth, doing something to corrupt the human society. If you kill, in other words, if an innocent person is killed, it's like killing the whole of humanity. And if an innocent life is saved, a person who is like everybody else on earth right now, healthy and prosperous and going to work, but threatened by the pandemic. And if you can save that life, it's like saving the lives of whole humanity. That's really the most commonly cited verse by scholars, that an Islamic principle, that we should make sure if there is a possibility to save humans, to save anybody, it's like saving all of humanity. Imagine the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you can manage to save a life, and the reward is like saving all of humanity. The famous hadith about that, against monopoly, then, is لا يحتكر إلا خاطئ. This is a hadith narrated by Muammar ibn Abdullah ibn Nadla رضي الله عنه. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, only a sinner would monopolize a commodity. That's the best translation I can have. So whoever would possess a commodity badly needed by people, and I think nothing is more badly needed than the vaccine right now all over the world. If a company or entity would monopolize that in a way that people cannot access with the right price, it's a sin. This is sinning. And sinning is would attract the anger of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and Allah, praise to Him, would punish for that. And in another hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessing be upon him, said, من فرج عن مسلم كربة فرج الله عنه بها كربة من كرب يوم القيامة. Whoever would help a Muslim to get out of a calamity, a disaster, a crisis, a tragic situation. Here is the threat of the pandemic, if we can apply it. If you can do that, Allah will be doing the same to you in the day of judgment. So, very clear that the Islamic jurisprudence, al-fiqh al-Islami, from the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and Sahaba until today, that there is an agreement that حفظ النفس is one of the major maqasid of Sharia. Preserving the self is a major objective of Sharia, and everything should be done to achieve that goal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us that we are living in this time, so everybody in this world, including Muslims, would be able to have access to the vaccine. And ask him, he said he is very close, very near answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا سددته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم اللهم ارفع عنا هذا البلاء وهذا الوباء اللهم عجل بالشفاء لجميع المرضى يا أرحم الراحمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استقيموا حتى صوموا صفوفكم اخشعوا في صلاتكم صلوا صلاة المنبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.